The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
This article is about the fourth episode of My Hero Academia's fourth season, Fighting Fate, and how it introduces Eri, a character who will be a key player in this season.
Dash.
The episode starts with Izuku Midoriya and Tagato walking down an alleyway. After a few moments, they come across a little girl who lets them know that she needs help in the nearby street. Without hesitation, Izuku acts on her demands, even though he knows it could be dangerous. Within minutes of arriving, Deku finds himself in a situation he has never faced before and starts to question his own abilities as a hero. As the episode progresses, Izuku's inner strength is put to the test and he fights against fate to protect Eri from harm. With the help of his allies, Night Eye and Mirio, he manages to come up with a plan to overhaul the base and save her. In the end, Izuku is able to put an end to Overhaul's cruelty and take the little girl into his custody. With the help of his new glove, he manages to neutralize Overhaul's dangerous quirk. This episode serves as a reminder that even in moments of despair, heroes can still rise above their adversity and make a difference. In My Hero Academia Fighting Fate, we witness the aroused suspicions of the Snake Pit. Mirio wanted Midoriya to join their patrol, but he refused, not wanting to be involved in the overhaul. Midoriya remembers Mirio's candidacy and wonders what it could mean for his own candidacy. We also see the little girl Eri, who is a key part of this situation. Seeing her makes Midoriya remember Sir Nighteye's words about succession and Mirio's candidacy, and this motivates him to make a difference in the situation. The episode ends with Midoriya making a bold decision that will hopefully change the outcome for Eri and others in need. Sir Nighteye's foresight was a major factor in the episode, and it was used to great effect. He used his foresight to lead him to his own death, showing incredible courage and determination. The emotional scene where Midoriya catches Eri as she falls from the building was incredibly powerful and showed the power of friendship and care. It is clear that next year will be different for the students of Ua High School, and in 6 or 7 years it might be even more different than we could imagine. My Hero Academia Fighting Fate is a game that will let us take a look at how the events of this universe might play out if certain characters were to make different decisions. In particular, Sir Nighteye's thinking and influence on Midoriya, who promised his mother he would do everything in his might to fulfill her task, will be a major factor in the game. We can even look at how Nighteye's personal feelings towards Midoriya and other subjects might influence the outcome of everything. In My Hero Academia Fighting Fate, Nighteye predicted his own death and was willing to accept it. He had a conversation with Midoriya about the importance of his quirk being passed on and that he should be the one to do it. This conversation might influence Midoriya's battle against fate in order to prevent Nighteye's death from happening. We can also read descriptions from each episode and see how their relationship evolves as they fight for Nighteye's life. In the final fight, Midoriya shows a less confident side as he struggles against his might successor. This shows viewers that even though he is the protagonist, he is still vulnerable and not invincible. Despite his best intentions, Midoriya omitted vital information from UAS Principal Nezu, which could have helped Nighteye in his last episode. Izuku's omission was seen by viewers as being irresponsible and reckless, but it was done with the best intentions of saving lives. Additionally, Midoriya has to face some of his might, such as All Might's successor Lemillion, who also wants to save Nighteye's life. It's a very emotional moment for viewers who want to see these characters succeed in their mission despite their differences of opinion and beliefs. Mirio Tagata, a former student of Ua High School, is running surveillance on the Yakuza group. He asks Izuku Midoriya to help him with this mission, and Sir Nighteyes recommends Mirio as a possible successor. Principal Nezu then reveals that he recommended Mirio to take down the villain Overhaul and his gang, Shi Hasaikai. Midoriya then decides to patrol the neighborhood with Mirio in order to prepare for their fight against Overhaul and his followers. In the fourth episode of My Hero Academia's fourth season, we are introduced to an adorable girl named Eri who is being watched over by Overhaul. However, their joy is short-lived when Overhaul unexpectedly
kills the small girl watcher. Mirio and Deku then team up and infiltrate the Hasaikai compound in order to rescue Eri from her captors. This marks their first encounter with Overhaul and his gang and shows that Mirio has become a key player in this battle against the Hasaikai. Throughout this season, My Hero Academia fans have been eagerly anticipating the arrival of Shi Hasaikai, as he was seen as a major villain in previous seasons. In episode 83, it turns everything up a notch. We are introduced to Eri, who is a key figure in the story and gives even more depth to the show. Within about 90 seconds, we learn that she is the daughter of Overhaul and that she is being held against her will. We also meet Mirio Tagata, Nighteye, and All Might's former sidekick. This was My Hero Academia Fighting Fate, by My Hero Academia, Fighting Fate, and this was episode number 1. My name is Byron Hopkins, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.